Right, well, joining me now is the Fackley FC captain, Patrick Maguire. And first of all, Patrick, good evening.
Good evening, Tom. Nice to hear from you, mate.
So, Patrick, I've got to ask, first of all, just what have you made of the season so far for Fackley?
We've had a very indifferent start. After a good pre-season and keeping all the lads from last year, we were really positive going into the start of this season. But for one reason or another, particularly with personnel not being available, we've not had the best results. With 3 wins from the last 4, hopefully things are starting to turn the corner now.
Obviously, looking at how the pre-season began for the side, plenty of wins were picked up, and you must be a bit disappointed that you haven't been able to go on that good run that you did during pre-season.
We are, yeah. Obviously, at this level of football, you're always going to have one or two players missing through work commitments or family commitments and things like that. For us, though, we seem to have sort of 5 and 6 people missing each game, which has the manager tearing his hair out. But hopefully we can now start getting a consistent side together and pick up the runs and give the performances we know we're capable of.
Just looking back at the game against Garforth Town, and it's such a bizarre game where you were 4-0 up and cruising to victory, and then the fog kicks in. Just how frustrating was it when the game was called off?
We're absolutely gutted with that. If anything, it only looked like we were going to go and score a couple more. The lads are absolutely devastated, particularly poor Tom Dugdale, who's got a hat-trick that now won't count.
I was going to say, it must just be so incredibly frustrating to think that you're going to have to start this game again, probably at 0-0, and you're going to have to go again with this Garforth Town team.
Yeah, I mean, a bit of luck for them that the fog's come in. But we're going to take the positives out of it. We've scored 4, including last night. That's 4 goals scored in each of the last 3 games, which looks positive for us. We're obviously creating chances and scoring goals and hopefully becoming a half-decent side to come and watch.
And obviously it will be a case that if you can put the performances in that you have during your last few games, then the results and the form will come with it.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I've always said it in the changing rooms to the lads to back ourselves and believe in the ability we've got in the changing room. Because on paper, we've got some really good players. It's just been a case of taking that out onto the pitch. But as I've said, hopefully now we've turned the corner and the results will come and we can start getting ourselves up the league to where we think we're capable of being.
And as being captain of Fackley, just if you were to describe yourself, are you a captain that likes to, you know, motivate the players, get plenty of talking in the dressing room?
I am, yeah. I'm a big believer in that you're going to get the best out of players by giving them confidence. And it's not false confidence either, because I believe all the lads in the dressing room are all good players. And we started even now to bring some of the reserves through that are doing well. Young Joe Keane came on and scored a cracking goal the other day. We've had Tristan Innes come and score for us against Albion the other night, so it's looking positive. But yeah, I just want to make sure the lads all back each other, trust each other, and we can carry on going. So we've got a really good team spirit down at Fackley, and I think that's going to be a big part of our hopeful success for the rest of the season.
And do you feel as captain you're able to give that experience to the younger lads who are breaking through?
Yeah, well, there's a few sort of experienced lads like myself and Craig Bentham and Joe Brown, people that have played at high levels and things, and we got, you know, lots of help when we were young lads coming through, so obviously we like to be there for them, and any questions they've got, anything they're not sure of, if they want to talk about the match or anything, then, you know, I hope myself and the other lads make themselves available to do that.
And I know you were down at Dennyfield to see the FA Cup draw. Just what was it like to see the FA Cup in the Fackley area?
Yeah, brilliant. A massive coup for Fackley. Brilliant from the Fackley juniors for applying and managing to secure that draw. It's just what a club like ours needs, good exposure. Especially with a lot of local teams in the area, beneath Bradford, sort of your Geisleys and your Bradford Park Avenues, and it's difficult for us to get fans through the door. So hopefully with exposure like that, we can attract a few more in.
And obviously, looking at the draw, you had the likes of Phil Parkinson there, you know, the Bradford City manager, plenty of big names going to Dennyfield.
yeah, again, it puts Thackeray on the map, so to speak. So we'll welcome that. And the gaffer is trying to secure a friendly with Bradford, hopefully for pre-season, which again will be a big coup for us. So it's all bits of networking, and you know, we'll take all the opportunities we can get with things like that.
And of course, you'll be looking at the FA Cup draw. You'll be seeing people going into the ground, going into the room where the draw was made. And then you'll be hoping that in a couple of weeks' time, they'll be coming back down to Dennyfield to see Thackeray play.
I hope so, yeah. I think the BBC did a great job of sort of promoting Thackeray and made it look nice on the telly. And hopefully people think, yeah, it's a nice place to come. And if we can get the results and keep the wins coming, they'll come down and give us a watch.
And looking at the season so far, about a quarter of the way in, if you were to give it a mark out of 10, just what would you give the rating as?
I think for our personal performances, I think we've either been very good or very bad. So it's been a frustrating start. But now, as I said, we're looking forward, and we seem to have got more of a consistent side together. So hopefully that'll improve in the coming weeks. If the game would have obviously been finished last night, that'd have been 4 wins from the last 5. So yeah, it's promising for us, and long may it continue.
And looking at the league, some really strong competitive teams in there, and some big challenges on the way. The likes of Tadcaster Albion. I mean, you know, they're a very good side, and obviously you'll have to be at your best to get the win.
Yeah. Obviously, there's some really good sides in this league. But I back us against anybody. As I said, with the personnel that we've got, we shouldn't fear anybody. Obviously, there are sides like Tadcaster that have got some really good players, but they've got a budget to attract that in. We've sort of had to get people in through, you know, people we know and people we've played with in the past, and sort of attract them by having a cracking team spirit and hopefully playing some football that the lads will enjoy being part of.
And do you think that can be a big positive, that when these lads are coming in, obviously the lads that other teammates will know anyway, and they can just basically from day one get to know the team and be a part of that team spirit?
Yeah, I like to sort of pride myself on the fact that we make everyone welcome who's come straight in, and the lads seem to fit in straight away. We've just signed a lad, Andy Wood, from Liversidge, who's come in, and he's scored 3 in his last 2 games, and he's enjoying himself. And like I said, with the confidence and being happy where you are, it's only going to be a positive for the lads on the pitch.
And just moving on then, if you were going to give yourself a short goal until the end of November, is it just going to be a case of getting as many points on the board as possible and keeping that team spirit going?
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully continuing with the run we've got. We go to Barkgate on Saturday, and we'll be looking to get a result there. And just, yeah, keep working hard, keep the lads enjoying it, and hopefully the points will continue to come.
And looking towards the end of the season, I know we're only about a quarter of the way in now, just what do you think the realistic aim is for Thackeray?
Yeah, it's a funny old game, football. You never sort of know in this league, because anyone can beat anyone. At the start of the season, particularly after pre-season, we'd be disappointed not to finish in the top 6. With the start we had, particularly at the start of the season, that was obviously looking more difficult. But I believe, you know, with the players we've got, we can get right up there. And I'd still say I'd be hoping for at least a top 8 finish. I'd be disappointed with anything less than that.
You'd be hoping to get a cup run or 2 in as well come the end of it.
Yeah, well, we had a couple of little runs in the FA Cup, which, again, we're disappointed with that. We got beat in a replay when we had a real chance sort of to get through another round. But yeah, we've still got the League Cup and things to look forward to, and it's always nice to get a bit of silverware at the end of the season.